Okay, we're actually starting Perek Tes. Mazel tov. I think we should make a siyum. Okay. Vayikach Eloi Shloimoi livnois es beis Hashem ves beis Hamelech ves kol cheshek Shloimoi asher chofetz laasos. So we're going to get back to this Lashon. It's a strange Lashon the Navi uses. He finished building Hashem's home and all of the cheshek of Shloimoi that he wanted to have, wanted to build, wanted to make. What is that referring to? Kol cheshek Shloimoi. There's a pirush in Shas. It's in the back of the Gemara, Shas Vilna. I'm sure some of you have seen it. It's in the back of the Gemara after the Rosh and the Marsha. There's a pirush in Shas called cheshek Shloimoi. Cheshek Shloimoi was written by Rav Shloimoi Katz. Dying in Vilna, one of the Goinim dying in Vilna, very, very special person. So when he wrote his Pirush on Shas, he also called it Cheshek Shloimoi. And I'm going to tell you what he said, why he called it Cheshek Shloimoi. And that's going to tie into also what this Pasuk means. But the Pasuk says, Hashem told Shlomo HaMelech, I listen to your tefillah. My eyes and heart are there all the days. So Chazal and Maseches Yevamos brings down a shaila. What is Einai V'libi? What's this referring to? So the Gemara actually learns out over here in Yevamos, a shaila where you're supposed to look while you're davening. And the Lashon Gemara is like this. Omar Rav Shmuel b'Rab Yosi, kach omar Abba, ha-mispalel tzorech she-yiten einov l'mato v'libay l'malo, k'day she-yiskaimu shnei mikroyos halol. See, our pasuk says, referring to the Mokom HaMikdash, which is down here on the earth. And the Pasuk says in Eicha, I'm sure you guys remember this Pasuk from Eicha, Nisa Levavenu El Kapayim, El El Bashamay. Mashma, you have to look up. So the Gemara says, Loikash. Eina of Lamato, Veliba of Lamala. Your eyes, when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, your eyes should be looking downward, and your heart should be looking upward. What does that mean? Obviously something behind this. What does it mean? Your heart should be looking upward. Kilu, your heart has eyes, right? Your heart is upward. And Eino Lamata, your eyes are looking down. What's behind this? What's going on? Years ago, I was by a yeshiva dinner, another yeshiva, and they were honoring somebody who I knew, and I came to the dinner to participate, wish him a mazel tov. And Lamaisa, by the dinner, they were talking about one of the honorees. One of the honorees was a very chash of a person, Talmud Chacham, was also in business. Was a wealthy businessman, and also a fine Talmud Chacham. So the one who was giving out the awards was trying to praise the honoree, which is normal, that's what you do by a dinner, praise the honoree. So he said, you know, some people are busy learning, and that's what they do with their lives, they're busy learning. Some people are busy making money, and that's what they're doing with their lives. Some people try to do a little bit of both. A little bit of learning, a little bit of making money. He said, this guy, this honoree, he's unbelievable in both worlds. He's learning in totality, and he makes a lot of money. So then he's brought in a Yiddish expression. I don't know if you guys have heard this Yiddish expression. He said his expression in Yiddish, Mekenish tansen bat zvei chasnes. You can't be dancing by two weddings. Okay? I once had such a challenge. I had three Talmidim getting married in one day, and I was Mesada Kedushin by all three chasnes. The last chasn was very nervous that I wouldn't make it to his chasn. But his chasn, it worked out perfectly on the road, because the first chasn was in Brooklyn. So I started out in Brooklyn early in the day. The second one was in Manhattan. So I started my way back to Muncie. And the third was in Rockley, New Jersey, on exit 5 off the Palisades Park. L'maisa, Baruch Hashem, all three guys got married. Baruch Hashem, I made it to all three chasn. Guys in Yeshiva were tumbling. They wanted me to get a helicopter. It was very late, but they came. So anyway, L'maisa, there's an expression. Mekenish tansen ba tzvei chasnes. You can't dance by two weddings, right? So this guy, this person that was giving out the award, said, this guy, he dances in both weddings. He's dancing in business, and he's dancing in learning. He's dancing in Beit HaChasn. So I happened to know this person. I went over to him after the dinner. I said, I want you to know, I loved what you said. Everything was very nice, beautiful. I have to take issue with that statement. I told him this, of course, privately between me and him. I said, I have issue with that statement. I said, there is no such a thing. You can't dance by both weddings. You can dance by one wedding and go to the other to say mazel tov. But you can't dance by both weddings. Whichever wedding, one of you have to decide which wedding you're going to dance at. The other one, you can go and stop by. But you can't dance over there. The person is limited in their life what they make an ikker and what they make a tofel. Asei Torah chokva u'melach t'charai. Make Torah the ikker and make the melach arai. Nobody has the capacity to make everything kva. It's either going to be this or it's going to be that. Doesn't work. Okay. Shlomo HaMelech, if you looked at him, he looked like he was dancing by all chasnas. Shlomo HaMelech looked like he's dancing by all chasnas. I'm going to share with you a Gevaldik Ben Ishchai. Gevaldik Ben Ishchai. The beginning of Kohelas. You guys know we learn it. We read through it every Sukkot. Either Shabbos Cholamoyed or the last day Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres. Depends if there's a Shabbos Cholamoyed in the middle. We read through Sefer Kohelas. Does everybody remember the beginning of Kohelas? Ani Kohelas, Soyisi Melech B'Yerushalayim. I Kohelas, Shlomo HaMelech. I was a king in Yerushalayim. Right? Bonisi li batim, notisi li kromim. He starts going through all the things that he had. I built homes, palaces, he had vineyards and orchards. And he goes through, it sounds like he's tooting his own horn. That's if you look at the beginning of Kohelas. First he says, I'm a melech, I was a big king, king of Yerushalayim, and I had a lot of wealth, and I had this, and Vos tuste, what are you doing? Isn't Shlomo HaMelech himself the one that said, Ya'alucha zor v'loy pich? Let somebody else praise you. Don't praise yourself. What's he busy praising himself for? So the Ben Ishchai has this question. The Ben Ishchai says a gevaldige teret. This Ben Ishchai, when I saw it, it reminded me when I was a kid. He was a magid that came in from Eretz Yisrael. He's already now in the Olam HaEmes. He's not in this world anymore, but he was an older man than when I was a kid. And he got up to speak. He was talking about Gashmias. He was talking about Gashmias. And he spoke like a typical Maggid from Yerushalayim. He said, Gashmias stinked. In English, that means Gashmias stinks. I guess you guys figured that out. Gashmias stinked. So I was a Heverman kid. High school kid. I'm looking at the guy and I'm going, I wonder what kind of gashmias this guy has. L'maisa, he's probably living in some street in Yerushalayim, near Meir Shorim. He probably has 16 children. Probably lives in a two-bedroom apartment. The kids are lined up like on 1, 2, 3, 4, kacha. There's an altar for kochanah there. table and chairs in the middle of the thing. His gashmi is stinked. Brother, my gashmi is not bad. Sein gashmi is stinked. My gashmi is pretty good. We have a dining room set, a living room, a den. We have a car. I mean, you know, today's standards, it wasn't, but I'm saying those standards, those days, everything is great. Go away on vacation sometimes. My gashmi is stinked. Sein gashmi is stinked. I remember really believing that. If I was him, I'd also say, gosh, it's terrible, it's extinct. Comes the Ben Ishchai. He says a great vote. He says, Shlomo HaMelech and Sefer Kohelet. What does he say in Sefer Kohelet? Hevel avolim hakol hevel. Everything is hevel. Everything is no good. It's, right? Only Torah. Everything is hevel. So the Ben Ishchai says, Shlomo HaMelech starts the Sefer to tell us, don't think his Gashmi stinks. He has it all. I can tell you what Gashmi is because I have it. So Shlomo HaMelech didn't want us to think, oh, Shlomo HaMelech, you know, you're going to go read Kohelet, you go, okay, he probably didn't have Gashmi. No. Ani Kohelet Yisi Melech B'Yerushalayim. I had vineyards, I had fields, I had orchards, I had buildings, I had everything. I'm an authority on Gashmi. And I'm telling you, Gashmi stinks. Oh, that's something else. If you hear from somebody like that, Gashmi stinks, then you believe it. Then it's real. So that's why he gives the whole Hakdome. Okay? So I want to take it like this. One could look at Shlomo HaMelech, think he danced in both weddings. He had tremendous wealth. He had tremendous Gashmias. Mamish, like we learned before, gold was in the streets like nothing. Forget about silver, that was Avi's cash. So Shlomo HaMelech was dancing in both weddings. Then he built a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. So he had everything. Gashmias and Ruchnias. That would be a mistake we would make. Come Shlomo HaMelech and he says, no. When I built the Beis HaMikdash, that was all of my cheshek. All of the things I had paled to the Beis HaMikdash. My main purpose in life was to build a Beis HaMikdash. And that's why he says, "Es kol cheshek Shlomo yashach v'tzlasos." Don't think that I was dancing in two weddings. I had wealth, and I had orchards, and I had gardens, and I had a Beis HaMikdash too. I had my antique car collection. I had my race, my sports car collection. I had my couple of jets. And I had a Beis HaMikdash lahavdil. No. Es kol cheshek Shlomo was nismale, was completed by the Beis HaMikdash. That was where his heart was. Was in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why he said it like that. Now I want to tell you what the cheshek Shlomo wrote. The cheshek Shlomo said, the reason why I was zeichet to write this Pirush on Shas is because my whole life, this was my whole life. Even though I'm involved in many things, but my whole life was to write Chidushim on Shas. That's why he called the Cheshek Shlomo. You shouldn't think this was another thing he did. He was only able to do it because it was an expression of his ultimate desire. Usually, you have something that you ask for and something that you desire. So, Lamashal, a guy gets a job, right? Applies for a job, he tries to get a job, he goes for an interview. He does his best job on the resume. What does he really want? Does he want the job? Or does he want money? He wants money. The job is just a vehicle. Right? If somebody would come to you by the door and say, you know what? You're applying for this job, $100,000 a year. I don't like this guy. I don't want you to work for him. Here's $200,000 a year, stay home. Make a yomtiv. Not a Leo, because he hates staying home. I would stay home. $200,000, I'm staying home. I'll get a Leo to come over and learn me b'chavos. For $200,000, I could pay you $50,000 to come learn b'chavos. We got a good deal. Right? Because my desire is not the job. My desire is the money. Right? If somebody would pay me $200,000 a year not to come to yeshiva to give shir, I'll throw it in the garbage pail because I want to give shiur. I want to teach. This is what I want to do. You want to pay me for it? Good. You don't want to pay for me? It's also good. If I got $200,000 a year to teach, it would be even better. But I don't need to get $200,000 a year. I want to teach. This is what I want to do. Right? So this is what I want to do. Says the mountain, that's the difference between Shiloh and Bakasha. Shiloh means I want to borrow something, right? You want to mow your lawn, right? So you say, can I borrow your lawnmower, right? Why, I want a lawnmower or I want my lawn cut? I want my lawn cut. So somebody says, what are you doing? My Shiloh, my She'elah is to get a lawnmower. What's my Bakasha? To have my lawn cut. My bakasha is not to get a lawnmower. I'm not interested in a lawnmower. If some binyamin will come to my house and say, Rebbe, I'm cutting the lawn for you. As long as my lawn is cut at the end of the day, I'm very happy. No problem. Says the mountain. David HaMelech says in L'David HaShem Oiri, Ach HaShalti Me'is HaShem. What does he say then? Ois HaVakish. What's the double language? He says, because when David asked Hashem, I want to sit in Beis Medrash, he wasn't saying, I want that to get something else. No, Oy Savakish, that's my end result. My end result is I want to be in the Beis Medrash. It's not I want to be in Beis Medrash to make money. Right? I want to be in Beis Medrash to get covered. I want to be in Beis Medrash to be in Beis Medrash. Acha Shalti Meis Hashem, Oy Savakish. That's what I want. That's my ultimate desire. That's my ultimate desire. When a person davens, right, you daven for physical things. We spoke about that in Perek Ches. You daven for physical things. Chol Shemon Esrei. Baruch Aleinu, Refaenu. It's a lot of physical things you're asking for in the Shemon Esrei when you daven. But, you have to then try to take those physical things and say, but what do I really want? And use them for spiritual. Cheshek Shloimei. Like we said, Shloimei's Cheshek was for the spiritual. That's the Pshat. Hamispalel Noisin Ein of Lamata. When a person's davening, he puts his eyes downward. He's asking for earthly things. He's asking for earthly things. Give me food, give me money, give me. He's asking for earthly things. But Libay Lamala. His desire has to be to use those things for Shemayim. Can't dance by two chasmen. He's taka. He's asking Hashem, give me panosa, give me food, give me health, give me. He's asking physical things, but he has to use them for Shemayim things. That's why it says, "Ein of lamata." Your eyes are down here, but liboy, but your heart is lamala. So that ties the cheshek shloime together with the. With this pasuk, v'ein ha'ev libo yishom kol hayom. Yasha.
Most stuff is not really about physical.